This is the bread which cometh from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. See how he's getting a little more specific now? There's a progression. I am the living bread. Now he's not just the bread from heaven. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can a man give his flesh to eat? Now for those who would like to interpret this, not in this room, I hope none of you would, but those who would like to interpret this to say it's symbolic language. Because after all, how can you eat flesh? How can you eat literally a person's body? Well, the Lord can do anything he wishes. The Lord can raise the dead. The Lord created the world. You don't think he can give us of his flesh to eat? It's a pretty easy thing for him to do. But there was a conflict about this. The Jews were saying, how can he do this? So he answers them. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Now let's be sensible here. This is enough proof to say that what we do in the church, where we take the bread and the wine and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come upon the gifts and change them into the body and blood of Christ, that happens. Of course, it's been a practice of the church from the beginning. This is a proof right there. That's all you really need. If you want a scripture proof, there it is. Because he said he's the bread of life. He said that you must eat of this bread. They understand that he says, what? You're saying we must eat of your flesh? That's crazy. And then he answers them, absolutely, explicitly, and says, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. That's very explicit. Now, it's important, of course, that we believe it. If we're Orthodox Christians, we believe it. It's one of the things we believe. You can say we believe about the creed, and we believe, obviously, the virgin birth, and that God is a trinity of persons. And all these things we believe. And we could say this too. We believe that indeed, when the priest serves before the altar and calls down the Holy Spirit, that indeed the Holy Spirit changes ordinary bread and ordinary wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It has the appearance of bread and wine, but it is in actuality also the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that we partake of this body and blood, because if we don't, we have no life in us, as the Lord taught us.